بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله The 14th night of Taraweeh and the 13th day of fast. We make dua for acceptance. We make dua for steadfastness and strength for the way ahead, and that all that lies ahead is even better than what has passed. And we make dua, Allah blesses our time so the time does not pass through our fingers so quickly. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The 17th juz completed and half of the 18th juz, Suratul Anbiya, the prophets. To truly follow the prophets, you have to move. You have to make pilgrimage from all that Allah is displeased with to that which He is pleased with. To follow the prophets, you must move. And you must leave all wrong behind and go to what Allah wants of you. After Suratul Anbiya, there's Suratul Hajj. And after Al-Hajj is Al-Mu'minun. Only if you do this, recognizing the path that the prophets led us on, and leaving all that's wrong for what is required and desired by Allah, wanted by Allah from us, only then will we be true believers. Anbiya, followed by Hajj, followed by Mu'minun. And only then will we see the light, followed by Surah An-Nur. May Allah grant us to see the light. A believer has various attributes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the start of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the first 10 verses, describes the believers, describes the fact that the true believers will be successful. There's no success without Iman. Iman is the key, na'am. But Iman results in certain things. We are not people of words only, we are people of action. So if we study and go to that start of Surah Al-Mu'minun, which is chapter 23 of the Holy Quran, make it one of your favorites. Allah describes the believers and says that the believers are successful. However, the believers who have these particular attributes, they are successful. Naam. They perform salah, but there's something about their salah that's different. There's something about their salah that's special. Check it out. There's khushu' in their salah. They are conscious of the Creator. Naam. They are humble in front of Him. They revere Him. There's not a fear, cold fear. No, there's a respectful fear. There's a fear to displease. And there's a desire to please. And there are those who turn away from vain talks. Don't have time for nonsense. Unnecessary talks. No. Sometimes the unnecessary talks become a pastime for some. As lekamos. Nee. We're wasting time because that time we can never get back. And the qawl, لَيْسَ لِلْقَوْلِ رَجْعَةٌ حِينَ يَبْدُو بِقَبِيحٍ يَكُونُ أَوْ بِجَمَالِي. The problem is this, the moment the word exits the mouth, there's no way for it to return, whether it was bad or good, whether it was an ugly word or good. We have to make sincere tawbah. May Allah pardon any shortcomings and any slips and any trips. Then there are those who give and they are true in their giving. Naam. And they purify themselves through giving. Open up the heart. And there are those who protect this amana, this body. Naam. And they only use it in a way which is pleasing to Allah as well. And there are those who are loyal to their pledges and their promises. They are trustworthy people. Believers are trustworthy. We have to trust each other. There are some believers who don't want to do business with believers. I'm not with the believers. Because it was the veel kop aangesit al. No! We must rectify it. No matter what other people do, I must do what is right. Naam. And I have to live by what is right. And they are accountable, but I must try my best. Naam. And then, back to salah. Look at this. From the salah that's filled with khushu' to the salah that is protected, because the salah is the key. The salah is the first thing we're going to be asked about. Allah says, these people will inherit firdaus. Ameen. May Allah make us all of them. And in it they will abide forever. The truth is this. And the truth featured a few times tonight. Again and again. Al-haq, al-haq, al-haq. They say in the Bible it is stated, the truth will set you free. In Islam, we say similar things, but even better, more profound. The truth saves you. As-sidqu yunji. And you must speak the truth even if it's against yourself. You must speak the truth even if it's bitter. The honesty and the truth leads to righteousness. And righteousness leads to the garden. Whereas lying and falsehood leads to sin. And sin leads to the fire. And a person will continue being truthful until he's regarded by Allah as a truthful person. Forget your other labels. Forget Mawlana, Hafizab, businessman, chairman, chairwoman. I must say chairperson. Is gender, what's not gender, but what, yeah, it's gender equal, no? Yeah, politically, you say gender, must say chairperson. Forget all those titles. Imagine you have a title by Allah. Jaitanam, ajitanam. But by Allah you have a title. Hatta yuktaba indallahi siddiqa. Until you are written and decreed, registered by Allah as a completely honest and truthful person. In a nukha anaman, other person continues indulging in falsehood. Hatta yuktaba indallahi kathaba. Until he is recorded, registered, documented by Allah as an open, blatant liar. No matter what all the other names, no matter what the other titles, makisaki, but Allah is a liar. Allah protect and bavar. We as believers should be seeking the truth all the time. We are people of truth. The truth calms us. The truth gives us an open, clear mind. I asked one gentleman once, he's a hafiz, but he's got an outstanding brain. He remembers lots of things, man. Dates, addresses, numbers, people's names. And whenever he meets you, the first 5 or 10 minutes of the conversation is him recalling all that he knows about you. Seriously, I must introduce you to him. And then he adds information. Are there any updates required? Seriously now. He mentioned all my children's names, when they were born, the end time, Azmi Fayasma, where I would live before. And is there any other new kids on the block? So I asked him one day, any advice for memory? You know what he told me? Wallahi al-azim, one thing he said, don't lie. He says, because lies confuses your own mind. Some people get so into falsehood and lying, they start believing their own lies. That's what happens. Anyway, you know what is the ultimate truth? This is what we want to end with tonight. It's powerful, beautiful. The ultimate truth, if you look at each other, and you look at yourselves in the mirror, and you look at what you have, and you look out there in the world, you know what's the ultimate truth? Allah. Allah is the ultimate truth. You can only connect with the truth if you are truthful. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق. All that you know, all that has come to you, all that has passed, is all because Allah is the حق. وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير. He revives the dead and he's able to do whatever he wants. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل. That is because Allah is the حق. Allah is the truth, and all that they call on, and all that they look at, and all that they involve themselves with besides him is باطل, false. It all has limitations. Now we have to recognize this truth here now. You know why? Because I end with this powerful verse in Surah An-Nur, which we ended with. يَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Allah will pay in full to everyone their rightful and their true deserving remuneration. A deen here is كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. As you do, so shall you receive. A, compensation, remuneration, reciprocation. I didn't plan that. It just came, right? On that day, يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. On that day, Allah will reciprocate them with the truth. And only on that day, some people, يَعْلَمُونَ. Only on that day, they will come to know أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. Only on that day, they will come to know that Allah, He is the clear truth. Only on that day when it's too late. May Allah not make us of those who realize too late. Powerful. And then more than that, Al-Mubin, the word at the end there. If you check translations, lots of books will translate in English, the clear truth. Allah is the clear truth. But more than that, if you go into the word conjugation, how it got there, Mubin is not only clear in itself. Al-Haqqul Mubin is not only truth, it is clear in itself. But Al-Mubin is that which clarifies other things. The moment you recognize Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He is and what you are in relation to Him, then that recognition of Him being the Haqq, the ultimate truth, makes everything else clear. Puts things into perspective. The dunya for what it is, and your akhirah for what it's supposed to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who He is and who you are in relation to Him. May Allah make us true believers. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received those first 10 verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun, first 10 verses of chapter 23, we have a record, he made a dua after that. 10 verses, and he asked for 10 things. Now we have a request here, inshallah. I haven't seen this beautiful Haji for long, and Haji's here, and he's got the beautiful name of Yusuf. Haji Yusuf Sears, mashallah. Nice to see Haji, and there's a request that we must make dua for Haji's birthday, which is today. Bay Islamat for Haji. Ali Khayn and Baraka. May Allah grant Haji and family many more good years filled with health, success, and protection. May Allah always surround you with your loved ones and make you and us all deserving of Allah's mercy, dunya and akhirah. And then there's a special request as well. The gentleman is always here. It's a moy name. His name is Ismail. Suka. Say pa, it's my ningal 25 years ago. Tasa'id. Sa'id, may Allah increase the nur in his qabr. May Allah grant him a high place in Jannah. And then also, it's Ismail's sister and brother's birthdays today as well. Hasina and Salim, may Allah grant them barakah in their time, barakah in their sustenance, barakah in their health, barakah in all their intentions and all their activities and actions. May Allah grant them their heart's desires and make them deserving of Allah's pleasure, dunya and akhirah as well. Why I'm saying this now? Because the dua, those 10 verses, na'am. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for 10 things. So we're going to make it for the request and for us all. He said, Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna. O Allah, increase us and do not decrease us. Wa akrimna wa la tuhinna. And honor us and do not humiliate us, ya Allah. Wa a'tina wa la tahrimna. And Allah, give us and do not deprive us. Wa athirna wa la tu'thir alayna. And Allah, prefer us and do not prefer others over us. Wa ardina warda anna. And Allah, make us pleased and you be pleased with us. Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna. Allahumma zid Ustaz Yusuf wa Hasina wa Salih wa Iyana wa la tanqusna wa akrimna wa la tuhinna wa a'tina wa la tahrimna wa athirna wa la tu'thir alayna wa ardina warda anna. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi asma'ikal husna wa sifatikal 'ulya wa bismikal a'zam أن ترحم السيد سعيد. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم احشره وإيانا مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين تحت لواء حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين. اللهم انظر إليه بعين رحمتك يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا واغفر لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واختم لنا بحسن الخاتمة أجمعين. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.